You have no idea what can happen from talking to somebody. That person I talked with just now, he's somebody I've talked with before. And I prayed with him too at one point. I followed that feeling to ask if there was something we could pray for. And there's somebody who's thinking about that, something really horrible had happened to that person. He's like, it's crazy you had asked me that, because I want to pray for that person right now. I was like, let's pray, man. It was so great. We had a good talk. Learn to listen to people. Don't force any agenda on them whatsoever. Just come to spread love. Come to encourage them. Come to lift them up. I love being at the library and just walking by and seeing a kid working on some math problem or something, just giving them a fist bump or just giving some little words of encouragement. Like, I can go such a long way. You just have no idea. And it's beautiful when you have these thoughts in your mind. Like, those are like the replays. Like, if you go back to like season highlights for a TV show or something, it's like when I go back to the season highlights for some of these moments in the last couple months, like pressing or sharing the book around like crazy, like there's some beautiful moments. You know, I was on a run, I think this was a month ago, shortly after the book came out, link in the show notes, of course. God is trying to talk to me. He really is. I'm trying to listen, man. I really am. But yeah, I was on this run and I just ran by this lady who had some dogs, and I just really was like, I don't know why, I'm just going to say something to her. So I just started talking and I asked, hey, you know, I wrote this poetry book and it's about getting closer to God and talking to God. And she's like, holy cow, like my mom passed away in like June and I'm really hurting right now about that and everything. And I said this amazing prayer with her. It was great. I've had so much practice of these beautiful things. You know, I said it like, without sleep, I will have an amazing conversation with anybody I come into or that I run into, you know, anybody that I come into their vibe or their presence, because I'm somebody who works so hard to be like the most loving presence you can imagine and also doesn't force anything. It's such a beautiful thing. I've gotten so good at this. I've really come a long way. I ran into this girl who is at my old high school. And so, she's in high school. I'm obviously not in high school. And I was just walking because my cousin, my sister is doing her choir recital thing. I just walked by and this girl just, I could hear the sadness in her voice and and her fear and everything. And so I just didn't go into the school. I chose to listen to my soul. And I walked over and she's walking with her friends. And I was just like, I heard some fear, some pain. Are you all right? And I asked if I could, you know, if there's something I could pray for. She said she's not really into praying. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't force it. I said, you know, that's all right. I respect that. Just know I'm proud of you. Just know, like, I'm rooting for you. Like, when you said what you said, I felt something. And I wanted to talk to you about that. So it's like, and that took like 30 seconds. And you can say whatever you want to say about that. For me, I felt something from that. There's something beautiful about that. There was no agenda whatsoever. It was like just trying to reach out, saying a couple kind words, because I knew if I'd just gone into the high school, I would have been thinking about it the whole time. And I've learned to just give myself grace and just make a ripple. God provides a splash. Like, I don't know what experience will happen, if anything will happen from that. All I know is just I trusted it, I leaned into it, and it was okay. It's like sometimes we don't want to talk to God about things and or any person about things. And if it's somebody that's really loving and really cares, like, they're just so glad that you're opening up to them. I've been so blessed to have some conversations with people that I know really truly care about me. Like, man, I cannot imagine what you're feeling. I'm so glad you shared that with me. It's like that opens the gates wider. It's like, yes, it's a beautiful thing. You know, the conversation I just had with that dude that I've talked with before, you know, because I'm always talking to people. He like works on some of the grounds and stuff around here. But yeah, we had like a deeper conversation right off the bat, because like we have this thing we've already been working on, and it kind of blew me away. It's like, this is why I really need to just talk to every single person, write down all their names, so then I can have all these deeper conversations with everybody or whatever, you know. It's a beautiful thing. I really, really fight so I can be a delight to people, so I can be a lift to their day, so I can listen. And I've just had so many of these different thoughts for years. Like when you, like, I don't know, you compliment a girl's smile or something like that, and or I don't know, like you just have no idea what any of these people are going through. It's so beautiful when I can just do something small that for them could go a really long way. You know, that same day last night, there was this girl who had braces, and I told her, like, it's gonna be great when you get your braces off. And I've told many people that. It's like, the day you get your braces off, it will be great. I remember that moment, look forward to it. It's talking hope, it's speaking hope, it's speaking love into that moment, and you just have no idea what's gonna come of that. You know, that's when I got into StuKent, when I was an intern there, I mean, I knew a lot of the people I was already working with because I've talked with everybody basically. They're like, oh yeah, we all know Dallin. And that was a very good selling point for me, you know? It really was. I didn't even have to put in a application. I went to I went to this food truck thing they were having, and then yeah, they were like, yeah, you want to do an interview right now? I was like, sure, and it went really well. And yeah. And at the time I was struggling with some of these mindset things and not thinking I was valuable, et cetera, et cetera. However, that skill of just talking to people and really loving talking to people, really loving listening to people, that was very good for me. And it was very good for me in sales. Like, I didn't like do super duper well with them. However, I did have some conversations that were like so good where I really helped so many people heard. And it was so beautiful. And I just love that. I love that about life. I love that about sales. I love being able to hear somebody and have them tell a little bit of their story. I do that with the podcast, do that with interviews, do it with a lot of things. Let's try to make this a little more tactical the last like maybe 2.5 minutes. You are going to be so thankful for not putting words in people's mouths and really listening to them and letting them say what they need to say and helping them and just like sending like encouragement, because a lot of people just need to be encouraged. And if it's not that, you know, just letting them feel all the things that they're feeling, there's something really beautiful about that. You can be a safe space for somebody. I made a whole episode about that. When you can be somebody that somebody can talk with and confide in, that's a beautiful thing. And a lot of that comes from being able to talk better with yourself. When you have better language with yourself, that's going to translate into how you talk about others. I've done so much work on myself this year and so much work in like how I talk to myself that it has made all my conversations go way better, even though I already thought I was extremely good at it. And so there's always room for improvement. Yeah, so really talking to people, really listening. And it's just really tiny stuff. Like if you struggle with like having your phone on you everywhere, or checking stuff in the grocery line, you know, just try it. Like, do just a little experiment, you know? So ask the person in front of you how they're doing, or comment on, you know, their kids wearing a Pokemon shirt or something. You know, it's like, you don't know what any of this stuff is going to lead to. You just don't. And people love being acknowledged. They love being heard. And there's just something really beautiful about that. And when you can get their name too, like that's so powerful and can do you so much good. And this one wasn't as polished as I was believing it would be, but love will sharpen you like nothing else. Love will sharpen you like nothing else. So if you're cultivating love and seeking to be a person of love, like you will be able to get to the heart of conversations. You'll be able to really, really lift people, really, really strengthen them and know that you're helping them. And love never forces. Love never tries to like stay longer than it needs to. Love is there as long as it is needed. And then it, you know, it lets the person grow. I'm reading this from Grounded right now. Just amazing book, Brad Stolberg, I think. And he was on Danny Miranda's podcast a while ago. But yeah, like one thing he talked about in this one chapter was like one of the interesting things as a parent is a lot of parents were really good. They're really good at leaning in when the child is struggling. Not as good. But as a parent, you need to get better leaning out, because that is harder. Like, my kid is struggling to walk or struggling to do this thing, and I've provided all the guidance that I can, and I don't want to do this for them. I want to help them. I want to strengthen them, empower them. So I'm not going to intervene. That's hard to do. It's easy to, like, force your way through something or help them do the thing, and every situation is different. You need to trust. And I believe, you know, following the spirit, you know, that your intuition, whatever you want to call it, will help you to be a fantastic parent, just like with anything in life. And it's worth being patient for. It's worth just trusting, because trust is the highest form of human motivation. And that quote's just been on my mind a lot recently. I read it in 7 Habits recently. I flipped open my page and I was like, I didn't say show me something, but I was just like, I'm just looking around. I just need something. And I literally read it. It wasn't underlined, but it may as well have been underlined. It's like, trust is the highest form of human motivation. So when you can help somebody and help somebody trust that there's good people in this world, a lot of really good people in this world, that is really powerful. But I think that's what I will take away from this episode for sure, is the love. Love will sharpen like nothing else, like for real, for real. And love does not force. Love is patient. Love is kind. I mean, love is all those things that's talked about in 1 Corinthians 13. And it talks about Moroni 7 as well in the Book of Mormon. So it's like, it's all those things. And when you lead with that, you know, there's going to be people that are going to hate, and that's completely fine. It says nothing about you, you know? I think there's something else I wanted to say, but it's not really coming to me. So we're just going to wrap this up. If you choose to, like, seek to spread love in your conversations and not hate and not, like, just trolling people kind of thing, like, sometimes I want to, like, respond, but it's like, you really need to understand more before you respond, like, most of the time. And yeah, people remember that. It's amazing when you can be patient with that. And it's a long game thing. It really is. It's a beautiful long game thing. Like, in college, like, there are so many different people. And at BYU, I know everybody's super nice, for sure. But I got to have dinner with people, and I got to have a lot of really cool experiences that, you know, looking back, it's like, wow, like, those people were so, so, so kind. I could, you know, there was the possibility of, like, you know, playing chess with them or really building some of these relationships. It wasn't like a fake thing. Like, there was something potentially there because the first interaction was so good. So practice. I'm always practicing. I'm always talking with people. I'm always practicing when I'm talking with people, always trying out new things. And that's why I feel pretty confident. And it's because I'm willing to lean out at times. I'm like, this person does not need me to say anything. And I don't need to bring up God, and I don't need to bring up anything else. I just need to listen to them in this moment. It's like the conversation that I had with that high schooler girl, you know, who's under a lot of stress. She's going to be like working at like 4 or 5 in the morning and on Christmas Eve or something like that. And she's in high school, and she has all these other thoughts on her mind. It's like, she just needs somebody to talk to. And I just believe that, and then I just followed that, and I don't know. But I shared with her that I cared and felt something with what she was feeling. So there's something beautiful about that. It takes time. Just like anything, it takes time, but love will sharpen you. Love will guide you. Love will help you find your way, for real, for real. And it'll help you to walk out of situations. It'll help you move forward in situations that you need to. I could go on and on about this, but leading with love, speaking with love, that will set you up really well, set up your character in a really good place if you work on that in 2024. And yeah, thank you for listening as always. And I do have a Discord server. There's not very many people in it, but I'll just throw that out there. If you'd like, you can jump in it. And I'm happy to help out however I can. I really am. So reach out on LinkedIn or whatever. Yeah, that's all I got.
Love will sharpen you like nothing else. Man, that's so good. Just put that on a t-shirt, man. It's so good. God is so good. Very thankful. Yeah. Remember to yield to the good and it'll be better tomorrow.